242 at Gresham Transit Center. I have biohazard on the back of the bus. I had a passenger that boarded coming out here, and he had on his face mask, he had a little bit of dark color on his mask, and he said I was eating tacos, and he got some on his tacos. So he had his mask and on the front of his shirt too, drippy. And I just expecting the bus, and in the back there's a huge pool of, it looks like a combination, it looks like saliva and or vomit, very wet and nasty looking.
Okay, is that right in front of the very back seat?
It's in the back row is where it's located, in the back row.
Okay, very back row on the floor only?
No, it's splashed on some of the seats, some of the seat too. I didn't look to see how far forward. I think if we could, until you get to keep me in service, we could put the yellow flag across the back, three rows.
Yeah, go ahead and put a bio on it. Go to deadhead over to Powell Garage, see the spotter, and they will either get you cleaned up or get you a new bus. And when you have that, give us a ready for service, and we will go from there.
Okay, so you said that you want me to go ahead and head directly to Powell Garage at this point. I should flag it off with the caution for the cleaners before I get there.
Yeah, you can either put a card down on it, or you can just check when you get to the spotters if they're going to get you cleaned up. You don't have to tape it off. But before you leave it, if you end up getting a new bus, you need to tape it off and put a bio card on it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Yes, okay, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to head straight to Powell Garage. Thank you.
I'll let them know you're coming. Thank you. 1345.